Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show. We're on Unfiltered on USA Radio Network. I'm going to remind you again, lots of big announcements coming up in the coming weeks and the coming days. Make sure you go to my website. We'll have all the announcements there, no matter where else we announce it. It'll always be at rootforamerica.com, rootforamerica.com, and you can always reach me on email, wayneroot@gmail.com. Great to be with you. Again today, I always do a kind of proof of life to let you know that we are live on the air. It's Wednesday the 9th of June. Today is Wednesday the 9th of June, and I'm here live and in person, Wayne Allen Root. We live in some strange times, you know. I mean, there's no question in my mind that China's in control of the United States of America. They're in control of the White House. They're in control of the media. Here's a story. China's paying U.S. mainstream media outlets to promote propaganda about China. InfoWars, again, the average person who is on the left will go, oh, InfoWars, oh, they've got no credibility. First of all, you know, that's Alex Jones. Even if 90% of what comes out of his mouth is nonsense, that's not true. But even if it was true that it's nonsense, it's wrong, it's misleading, what if 10% is powerful? What if 10% is real? What if 10% is on the money? Some of the stuff he says is admittedly wrong. And I tell you when I think something a conservative journalist says is wrong. But, you know, as an example, what if InfoWars reports that China is paying mainstream media outlets to promote Chinese propaganda, Chinese communist propaganda, and they're right? Because it sure seems like they're right. I watch the news. There's nothing about this report that seems wrong to me. China Daily, a Chinese state-run media outlet, is currently paying multiple U.S. news agencies millions of dollars to publish Chinese communist propaganda. According to Justice Department documents, so if they've unearthed this, and these are Justice Department documents, there's nothing to say, oh, it's Alex Jones, oh, it's InfoWorld, oh, you can't trust a word they say. According to Justice Department documents, Time Magazine, the Los Angeles Times, the Chicago Tribune, and Foreign Policy Magazine are all currently receiving money from the Chinese outlet. For example, as part of a $700,000 advertising campaign paid for by China Daily, Time published 75 online articles from the outlet in the past year. The lucrative deal resulted in Time posting content promoting a Chinese drone maker that provided products to surveil Uyghurs being held captive, an article promoting China's five-year plan, and several other pro-China pieces. However, unlike the Wall Street Journal, who once took money from China Daily, Time Magazine failed to disclose the fact that the outlet is funded by the Chinese government. In the past 6 months, China Daily has increased its advertising spending by over $1 million. So the American media, if you know, watch it and go, wow, it just seems like they're always on the side of the Chinese. Does it ever occur to you they're being paid to be on the side of the Chinese? Just like I always argue that Big Pharma has bought off America's media. And the reason why is because look at all the drug ads every time you turn on the evening news. Everything's a drug ad. It's drug ad after drug ad after drug ad. What would they do without that income? They know where their bread is buttered. So, you know, the U.S. media and U.S. politicians and various Democrats in the Biden administration are all getting rich off China. And so, you know, U.S. sports leagues, NBA, NFL, Major League Baseball, they're all getting rich off of China. China's bribing them by the billions of dollars. And because of that, they are afraid to say anything negative about China, even if it's true. Some other stories that give you an idea of where we are in America today. The New York Times defends an editorial board member who called the flying of American flags disturbing. Their staff member, Mara Gay, and I talked about this this event yesterday on the show, caused a firestorm after her appearance on MSNBC on Tuesday. She said, "I was on Long Island this weekend visiting a really dear friend, and I was really disturbed. I saw dozens and dozens of pickup trucks with explicatives against Joe Biden." I guess she meant expletives. Against Joe Biden on the back of them. And by the way, you know, I drive around Vegas, and I see lots of pickup trucks, and I see lots of American flags. I see pro-Trump things on those pickup trucks. I've never seen an expletive against Joe Biden in my entire life. So I have no idea what she's talking about. But let's forget that. She says, and Trump flags, and in some cases, just dozens of American flags, which is also just disturbing. Essentially, the message is, this is my country. This is not your country. I own this. And then she went on to trash white people and whiteness. She said, I think as long as they see Americanness as the same as one whiteness, this is going to continue. She added that many people don't understand the danger of whiteness. This is the real concern, she said. She's on the New York Times board. Because, you know, Trump voters who are not going to get on board with democracy, they're a minority. You can marginalize them. But if we don't take the threat seriously, then we're going to be in really bad shape. And in response to this, the New York Times released a statement claiming that people defending the flag are acting in bad faith. New York Times editorial board member Mara Gay's comments on MSNBC have been irresponsibly taken out of context. Her argument was that Trump and many of his supporters have politicized the American flag. The attacks on her today are ill-informed and grounded in bad faith. That was their only response. Here's someone, it's not out of context, she's saying that American flags are bad. She's saying that American flags are scary, and American flags represent whiteness. To my knowledge, American flags represent red, white, blue. They represent white people, black people, Hispanic people. Everybody in the United States is represented by the American flag. And to say otherwise is a disturbing lie. More proof that the guy we got in the White House is a kamikaze bomber. He's going to kill us all. Biden warns that climate change is the greatest threat to New York to U.S. security. In a speech in front of our troops in Europe. And he says climate change is the worst threat to United States national security. And he actually has to say this is not a joke, because it sounds like a joke. President Biden warned military service members today, Wednesday, that top Pentagon officials consider climate change to be the greatest threat to America's national security in the coming years. When I went over to the tank in the Pentagon, when I first was elected vice president with President Obama, the military sat us down and let us know what was the greatest threats facing America. The greatest physical threats is not a joke. You know what the Joint Chiefs told us? The greatest physical threat facing America is global warming. And you just hear this stuff. You just hear this stuff, and you just can't even believe this is now the President of the United States and the military leadership of the United States, and he's willing to say this openly in front of our military, who may have to one day confront Chinese, Russian, Iranians, North Korean enemies. Who knows? But they're worried about global warming. And then here's some more, you know, incredible news about the border. First of all, let's start with a statement by President Trump. He came out with a statement today. He said, this is President Trump talking, our recently secured southern border is now worse than ever before. At no time in our country's history has anything so outrageous taken place. The Biden administration stopped construction of the small remaining openings in areas of the almost 500-mile-long wall, have taken away all authority from our great border patrol, and have ended such long-fought-for policies, including Remain in Mexico, Safe Third Agreements, and our hugely successful program that completely stopped catch and release. Millions of people are pouring through our border, including many criminals being released from jails for such crimes as murder, drug smuggling, human trafficking. In the history of our country, it has never been more dangerous or worse. They do not have long to act as our country is being destroyed. That's Donald Trump's statement, and I got to tell you, it's just an incredible thing that's going on at that border. And he's 100% right. The destruction of America is at that border. And what have I said for months now? That when I was at Columbia University, back from 79 to 83, my classmate Barack Obama and George Stephanopoulos and other famous American political figures and news media figures And when I was there, they talked all day long about Cloward Piven, Cloward Piven, Cloward Piven. And that was two Columbia professors, husband and wife, who came up with a plan to destroy America and to take down capitalism. And the plan was very simple. You overwhelm the system. Overwhelm the system, and you collapse the system with welfare. Everybody is on welfare. You spend so much money that the economy collapses, the system collapses, and every business in America is destroyed, and they all have to beg government to save them. And once they get on their knees and beg government to save them, then America becomes a socialist nation. So I wanted to point out to everyone, as I have on this show for many months, that this is all Cloward Piven. Everything happening at the border is Cloward Piven, letting in the entire world, inducing them to come, encouraging them to come, telling them no child will be turned away, even though there are over a billion children in the world, telling them that everybody can get free health care if they come, and anybody sick will want to come. Who wouldn't want to come? Who would not want to come? If you're in a poor nation and no one's paying your health care, and you could come to America and they'll pay your health care if you get sick. Everybody's going to come. Biden's telling everyone to come. He's telegraphing it. Come on. Come. I'll let you all in. It's all Cloward Piven. I learned it all at Columbia. This is how you collapse an economy. This is how you collapse the middle class. This is how you bankrupt the nation. This is how you bankrupt business, bring them to their knees, and beg government to save them. And they've already brought business to their knees and beg government to save them with the lockdowns and the business that took the money. It's called socialism. They were begging government to save them. And we got all kinds of conservatives who own businesses to say, please save me, government, because you closed our entire economy. People had no choice. Now they're doing it again with an invasion at the border. And when I tell you what they're going to do with that border when we get back, you're going to be in a state of shock. Two great stories that tell you everything you need to know about the invasion of America and the destruction of America going on at the U.S.-Mexican border when I get back. Wayne Allyn Root, the warrior. The Root's on fire. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy and boost your immune system. You'll look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've only been on the program for a few short months, and I've already lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I've gained 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button, watch the masterclass at energizedhealth.com. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention war and get 40% off. 40% off! Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895, or energizedhealth.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. As you may know, I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I am today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs from the BLM and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans. They guide, support, and assist others through the maze of post-military paperwork. The Liberty Project's skilled team walks the path beside you to remind you that you are important because you are. Whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. They assemble a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vets and horses. What could be more patriotic? There are so many great things about this Liberty Project's organization. I encourage you to check them out at vetsandhorses.com. Make no mistake, inflation is here. Don't be fooled by the double talk coming from Jerome Powell and Janet Yellen. You can see it for yourself. Gas prices up 60% year to date, and most of that increase came before the Colonial Pipeline was hacked. Want a new home? On average, it costs $35,000 more than a year ago just because of the soaring lumber costs. Inflation is the number one killer of fixed income portfolios. Inflation is the number one killer of your current standard of living. Commodities prices have been soaring for over a year, and our diluted dollars have lost an immense amount of purchasing power due to monetary expansion. prevention. Your best protection is gold. That's where my good friends Rich and Michael Chekin come in. Their team at Asset Strategies International wants you to keep what's yours. For my listeners, they're offering 1 ounce gold bars at just $59 over the gold price. That's right, just $59 over the gold price while supplies last. Call them today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or go to AssetStrategies.com. Tell them Moore sent you, and you want to keep what's yours.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, I'm going to get to that story about the border and Biden, the craziness on the border, in just a second. I do want to remind you, the sponsor of this segment of the show is Energized Health. I love these guys. They're the sponsor that's most involved in my life, right? They changed my life because I went on their program. It's not a diet. You know, it's not Weight Watchers. It's got nothing to do with losing weight, by the way. That's a side benefit of Energized Health. It's about losing dangerous fat, particularly inner body visceral fat, which surrounds the organs in your body and makes such a big difference in your health, makes such a big difference in your energy, and makes such a big difference in your weight and the way you look as well. But that's a byproduct. That's a side product. The reality is that when you lose that inner body visceral weight, you automatically look better, look thinner. People comment how much younger you look. It was really cool what these guys did for me, and it's just the start. I'm going to be on this program for the rest of my life, guaranteed. I would never leave this program. I love it. I enjoy eating this way and living this way and working out this way. Fantastic. Thank you, John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health, regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The specifics, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I gained 10 pounds of muscle. And that was all just in the first 88 days on the program. And now I'm going to do another weigh-in, and I'm sure there's been more progress again coming up fast. I've got another weigh-in to let you know how I'm doing. And for more details on this, you can either go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials, all people who have the same great story as I have, same great story to report. Or you can cut to the chase and just join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention War and get 40% off. Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895, and tell them War sent you. 40% off. It's just been great. People tell me you look 10 years younger, you look thinner, you look great, you look the best I've ever seen you. Those are all great things to hear. Feels really good. And every time they do that, I just think, energized health, baby. John and Chelsea Jubilee, thank you. So I told you I'd tell you about these things going on the border. And here we go. First of all, the Department of Homeland Security chief is named Alejandro Mayorkas. And this guy's insane. He's an insane, radical, out-of-control communist, in my opinion. Again, this is an opinion show, and it's my opinion. I don't know him well. He's not my best friend, so I can't say he's a communist. I could say I believe he's a communist. I believe his actions make him an America-hating communist trying to destroy our country. And what he says is that he will put the dignity of foreign migrants foremost in our efforts. It's the foremost priority of the Department of Homeland Security, he told an audience of left-wing lawyers on Tuesday. He described his identity as a champion for migrants in a speech to the American Constitutional Society National Convention. The element of dignity and the rule of law, these are the two foundational guideposts I seek to lead the agency as we, the servants of the law, seek to bring justice in whatever we do. And here in the Department of Homeland Security, I think that must guide everything we do. Mayorkas portrayed himself as the guardian angel for an unknown number of non-Americans who might want to migrate to the United States, saying, I want to read to you as my final words a note that we received at U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services to speak of the impact on an individual, to communicate what we can do to ensure that throughout our actions we recognize and respect the dignity of every individual and what it means to administer the rule of law in the best traditions of our country and in adherence to the principles of our Constitution. Dear Mrs. Officer, I want to inform you I received a letter of approval in regards to my application to this great humanitarian country. Madam, I want to thank you. Thank this great nation for giving me a chance to find a refuge for my life. May God bless you for being my guardian angel. May God bless America for saving me. This is what they think about 24 hours a day. You know, we could write letters too. You know, all of us can write letters. You know what? I love my children. I don't want them killed by an illegal alien who got let out of prison in Mexico or Central America or China or some other country that crossed the border and they're murderers and they were in prison for the worst crimes and they came here raped and murdered. And I don't want to ever lose my kid to that person. I can write that letter. Here's a part two, which I'll get to later in the show. Biden says he will rely on foreigners to decide which individuals and groups are granted asylum in the United States. Can't make this stuff up. They're going to rely on foreigners to determine which illegal aliens get in the country. The White House has asked six humanitarian groups to help with the immigration crisis at the U.S.-Mexican border. They haven't revealed the names yet of those six humanitarian groups, but there's six groups outside the United States, and they're going to ask their opinion of who you let into our country. Guess what they're going to say? Let them all in.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Biden is revoking former President Trump's attempt to ban TikTok. Instead, he's setting new criteria to assess the risk of the apps connected to foreign adversaries. Under the new order, transactions on apps owned and managed by those supporting foreign adversaries or those that collect personal data will be labeled as a heightened risk. Biden also making his way across the pond on his first overseas trip as president. Biden speaking to Air Force personnel and families at a British military base, telling the servicemen and women,
"The United States is back, and democracies of the world are standing together to tackle the toughest challenges and the issues that matter most to our future."
Rough day on Wall Street. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 152 points to finish at 34,447. You're listening to USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
line unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen, Ruth the Warrior is back with you. The Ruth, the Ruth, the Ruth's on fire. This segment of the show is sponsored by I am today taking the time to tell all of you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. And Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs from the BLM, not Black Lives Matter, but rather Bureau of Land Management. They've co-opted that word. It scares you when I say BLM. No, it's the Bureau of Land Management. They adopt wild Mustangs from the BLM and work with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. And since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans, having been through the red tape. They guide, support, and assist others through the maze of post-military paperwork. The Liberty Project skill team walks the path beside you to remind you that you are important because you are. Whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, please visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. They've assembled a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vets and horses. What could be more patriotic? There are so many things about this Liberty Projects organization that I love that I encourage you to check them out at vetsandhorses.com. One more time, vetsandhorses.com. All right, we go right from there to one of my favorite guests, Josh Manning, senior news editor at westernjournal.com. Josh Manning, welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show. How are you?
That's high praise, Wayne. I mean, you're rubbing some pretty cool elbows lately, interviewing POTUS, the president. President Trump, and I'm still one of your favorite guests. I'm touched.
Did you see that interview? He was very light on his feet, very, very happy, very light on his feet, very loose. I think you could tell that he enjoys talking to me, which is a real great honor and a great thing I'm proud of noticing and being able to talk about. It was really very good stuff. And I got some amazing national media with my idea for him to run for the U.S. House. What'd you think of that idea?
I thought it was fantastic. We actually discussed it on our the Western Journal's web show, WJ Live. We discussed it Monday. It got an enormous, enormous amount of attention. And, I saw stories all over the place about it. And what it says to me, Wayne, is that there is still such an unbelievable appetite in the country for this man. They are not done with him yet, I don't think. And, Wayne, I was listening to the interview. It was just terrific. The thing that strikes me looking back on it is how positive this man is. Imagine having had done to you what they did to him for 5 years, 6 years. Imagine that and still being as positive and upbeat and energetic and excited about the country as President Trump is. I couldn't do it, Wayne. I couldn't do it.
Well, to be honest, I'm the biggest Trump fan in the world, but yet I'll still, kind of give you an answer to that one. It helps to have about $5 billion in the bank. it really does. Let's be honest about it. Yeah. If they treated you the way they treated Trump, you and I might put a gun to our mouth and kill ourselves. But if we had $5 billion, we might be playing golf and hanging out with our supermodel wife, and it might actually be okay. So the money does have something to do with the outlook. There's no question about it, Josh.
I know you're closing in on $5 billion, Wayne. I know it. And I also know we've both got very gorgeous significant others. So, we're part of the way there.
We're part of the way there. That is true.
You're closer than I am.
Let's talk about Lafayette Park, because that's something most people will never even hear, that Trump was basically exonerated today by the United States government. They exonerated him. The Biden administration finished up their investigation of what happened in Lafayette Park, where Trump was blamed for using the military, or basically Secret Service and the military, to kind of clear the park and throw people in prison and brutalize people. It was all Trump's fault, and it turns out it never had anything to do with Trump, right?
I mean, Wayne, you should never be surprised by the depths to which the media will go to discredit people they hate, like Donald Trump. But even I, cynic that I am, Wayne, am increasingly surprised at just how bad it is. So it has come out. You're right. Everything you just said is right. It has come out that that photo op with Trump holding the Bible in front of the church at Lafayette Park. You remember it. I remember it. All your listeners remember it. The media hated it. Why did they hate it? Because it had the two things they hate the most in it.
Trump and
Donald
the Bible.
J. Trump and a Bible. They absolutely despised it. And they talked about what a beast he was and how he had them use shot grenades on peaceful protesters. And, oh, my gosh, he sent in jackbooted thugs to get them out of there so that he could have his nasty little photo. Wayne, you and I both knew it. It was a lie. It was a complete lie. Let me tell you what happened. The Park Service cleared that area first, and they had it cleared. They had it slated to be cleared earlier. You know why, Wayne? Because rioters had damaged the park. The Park Service had come in and said, look, we're going to clear it out. We're going to clean it up. They had no idea Trump was going to go over there to get a couple photos taken later in the day. They had no idea about that. They had slated to clean the park out, to get people out of there. The protesters or rioters wouldn't leave. That's when they had to call in security to get rid of them so that they could actually make the repairs. They had no idea Trump was going to be visiting later in the day. They had no idea. They cleaned it out before they even knew Trump was going to be there. And they cleaned it out to repair damage that, remember the peaceful protesters? Oh, these were mostly peaceful protesters. Yeah, we have to remember that. And then there was fire in the background and everything burning down. That's what they were doing that day. It was a lie, Wayne. The entire thing was a manufactured lie. And if you don't believe that, all you have to do is think about this. The New York Times ran a hit piece on Trump over that. All they had to do, Wayne, was pick up the phone and call the U.S. Park Service. That's all they had to do. They either didn't do it or they called them and they didn't report what was said.
Right. Well, if they don't like what they hear, they make believe they never called them. You and I both know that. So look at
Well, they do the other thing, too. If something shows up on video that they don't want you to see, they just say, you never saw it.
Right.
You never saw it. It's Orwell, man.
Let me give you an example of how lazy the media is. Lazy and also just when they're liberal, they just don't want to ever give an opportunity, a platform to conservatives. And so let me give you the personal example for the last 72 hours. So, you know, my life was dramatically altered by this Trump interview. It was kind of a delayed response, Josh, because
it was
2 weeks ago. And there wasn't, you know, a tremendous amount of PR about it until about a week later or maybe even 10 days later. And then it just exploded all over the world about my idea for Trump to run for the House and become Speaker of the House and then impeach Biden, open criminal investigations. People obviously thought that was very controversial, and the media covered it. But, you know, there were hundreds and hundreds of articles written about it all over the world. UK Daily Mail, UK Sun, German newspapers, Italian newspapers. I got notices from Google about all of them. All over the world and all over the United States. And do you know not one person ever called me for an interview? Not one. They all wrote the same story. I swear to God. When you look at the stories, Newsweek, Politico, The Hill, The New York Post, CNN, I think was yesterday or the day before, they all wrote stories about it, and it was the same story. It's like they grab the first guy that writes the story, they move a paragraph around, maybe.
Yep.
Some of them just plagiarize word for word, but they might move one paragraph and put the bottom paragraph up one and top paragraph down one, and then they put the story out as if they wrote it. And they all put the same quote in from Trump and the same quote in from Wayne Root. Not one of them ever called me to ask for a new quote, a fresh quote. Hey, Wayne, how did you feel about the interview? What do you think Trump's response was? No, nobody called out of hundreds and hundreds of media around the world. What does that tell you? They don't care. They don't want to ever give a platform to a conservative, and they're lazy. They're basically lazy is what it really comes down to.
Yeah, they don't care. They're lazy, and the truth doesn't matter to the narrative. All it's about is writing the narrative. And you know, you and I both remember the late great Rush Limbaugh. He had absolutely fantastic montages of people in the media saying exactly the same thing, the same phrasing, exact same words over and over again, disparate members of the media across all the networks, all the cable channels. He would run them nonstop. And just show, I mean, these people, there is a memo that goes out or something that tells these people, this is the phrasing to use. And by the way, we don't care one whit about Wayne Allen Root. Well, we do care about him. We care about him in that we hate him. So make him look like a loon. Make him look like a nut. Don't, whatever you do, don't reach out to him. Don't talk to him.
No,
he might say something that makes sense and people might respond to it.
Exactly. And think about, you know, just think about for a minute, like 2 years ago when I had that kind of same media firestorm, when I said on Newsmax TV innocently to a caller who called in while I was on my TV show, and they said, you know, why is it, you know, Wayne, we know you're Jewish, we know you're a big conservative, why is it that American Jews are so liberal? And I went into a little, you know, kind of a funny soliloquy that in Israel, Trump is so beloved that he's like the second coming, and he's like the king of the Jews, and I don't know why American Jews treat him the same. Remember, and it became the biggest firestorm in the media, and again, thousands of articles around the world, and not one ever thought to call me to ask for a quote. Not one. Tells you everything you need to know. Twice now I've been the center of media firestorms in 2 years, and not once has one single journalist called me for a quote. Hey, Wayne, we're running a story. Can we get a quote for you? Not one even went to that effort. When all they have to do is go to Root for America, my website, and it gives you all my contact information. It tells you everything you need to know, Josh. Hey, Josh, the music's on. Stay with us. Stay through the break. Senior news editor at WesternJournal.com, Josh Manning, WesternJournal.com. Great, great conservative website. And we've got lots more stories to talk about when we get back. Wayne Allen Root, RootForAmerica.com, WayneRoot@gmail.com. And don't forget to always look for great stories at WesternJournal.com. Be right with you. I'm Wayne Allen Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. A new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Raw and unfiltered.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. The Wayne Root Podcast is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Wayne Root Podcast is on fire, by the way. We had some record numbers the last couple weeks, no doubt fueled by the President Trump interview. My podcast is called War Raw. And if you love my radio show, you're going to love my podcast. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, regular podcast. Then on Friday morning, I cut a podcast specifically for the weekends with my top 10 news stories of the week. And I play Casey Kasem for conservatives. You know, remember his America's Top 40. I do the America's Top 10 for conservatives, the big news stories you cannot miss. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, tax cuts, and Trump will stand up and cheer for War Raw. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, Google Play, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. All right, we're back with Josh Manning, senior news editor at WesternJournal.com, a great conservative website. Love the stories there, WesternJournal.com. And Josh, welcome back to the show.
Wayne, thank you. It's always a pleasure to be here. Can I ask you a quick question about your podcast?
Of course.
How in the world do you have the energy? You do your show. You put so much into your show, and then you go do a podcast on top of that?
You got to realize I do a sports podcast that I film on Friday mornings, actually three of them. It's called Crush House, and we have the main one called Crush House. Then we have Crush House Cappers, just for sports gambling and sports handicappers. And then we have Crush House Legends, where I interview every single week. I interview a superstar from sports. Let's see, I've done Rick Mahorn of the Detroit Pistons, and Mitch Wild Thing Williams, the Atlanta Braves, and I'm trying to think of all the ones, Sean Salisbury, the quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings, and Ron Jaworski, quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles. This is just in the last month. So I do so many different things, and what it comes down to is I work 16 hours a day, and, you know, when I'm dead, that's when I'll rest. What can I tell you?
You do that, and I figure you flog your producer, Chris Sullivan, like crazy, too, just to get him to work and just kind of take out a little stress on him.
Yes, don't forget it's O'Sullivan, not Sullivan. You leave the O off.
O'Sullivan. Oh,
you leave the O off, and the Irish get very mad, very mad. So be careful.
I'm going to catch heck for that when we get off the line.
It's like calling him Bill Riley. Don't want to do that to Bill. Hey, Bill Riley, how are you? Oh, I forgot the O.
I would absolutely love
it's Chris O'Sullivan. Chris O'Sullivan.
And just see what he does.
Well, he just got booked on my show. We're going to have him in the next couple of weeks. So I'll mention that to him when I get him on the air. What if I leave off the O and just call you Bill Riley? Got any problem with that? See what he has to say.
They're up for taking the show on the road, aren't they?
They are. And it's kind of ironic because I like Bill O'Reilly and I always thought he was great on Fox, but he wasn't the biggest fan of President Trump. Obviously, he wasn't an Obama fan or a Biden fan or a Hillary fan. But he was always pretty critical of President Trump. And he tried to always act like he was fair and balanced and hit both sides pretty hard. And he really hit Trump pretty hard. So it's kind of funny that Trump's going on the road with him, because it's not like going on the road with your best friend. It's going to be a critical guy you're going on the road with.
Well, I always thought he had this deal where he had to prove to everybody that he's in nobody's pocket. And that he was willing to listen to both sides. And I get that. But at the end of the day, one side is right, the other isn't. That's a really important thing. And I felt like Bill never completely got that.
Correct. No, you and I believe that in every vein in our body, every capillary in our body, every cell in my body. I believe one side is right. I can criticize Republicans, but I do believe they're right and Democrats are evil. But Bill never came out and ever said that, ever. He thinks of himself as a journalist, not an opinion guy. So he is not a right-wing opinion guy. He's a journalist who leans center-right is probably the best thing you could say about Bill.
What I can't figure out, and what I'm curious what your audience would even think about it, why in the world would be critical if you absolutely have to, but the media is doing that job already. They're doing, you talk about working 16, 18 hours a day. They're working 24 hours a day to do that. I don't know why they need my help doing it.
Yeah, no, I agree, and it kind of bleeds over to politicians too. You know, we had a senator here in Nevada, and I know you've had the same problem in Arizona with rhinos. We had a senator, Dean Heller, who really thought it was his job. Once you're elected to support all the people, Democrats and Republicans, and he bent over backwards to support Obama's policies. And he said, "Well, that's what I'm supposed to do. I'm not elected to be a Republican senator. I'm elected to be the senator of Nevada." And then when the election came, and I said this for 2 years before the election, that he was going to lose because he lost so many Republicans with his liberal voting record, but he wouldn't gain one single Democrat because in the end they'd all vote for the liberal Democrat. And they did, and he lost. And so they all think they're supposed to be in the middle and fair and balanced. No Democrat ever thinks they're in the middle. What did Obama ever do for me? What's Biden ever going to do for me? Nothing.
Bingo. Yeah, when have they ever compromised? They don't.
Never.
They
don't.
Compromise.
They don't. All right.
That mistake.
Exactly. They all make that mistake, almost all of them. Josh Manning is the senior news editor at WesternJournal.com. Great stories over there. Go check them out, WesternJournal.com. Josh, always great having you with us. God bless, my friend.
Thank you, Wayne. Thank you.
All right, we always have some great conversations. Wayne Allen Root, The Root's on fire. The Warrior's with you. WayneRoot@gmail.com is my email, WayneRoot@gmail.com. And, of course, my website, RootForAmerica.com. And you could find my opinions, my response to all the big news stories of the day, my opinions on all the big news stories of the day at Parler. Parler's back, and it works. It's the new Twitter, and it works. Parler, Parler.com, and my handle is @RealWayneRoot, @RealWayneRoot.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally.
That's TeamGaday.com with Youngevity. TeamGaday.com.
Your choice plans.